Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. What's going on, guys? Listen, before we jump right in, I just wanted to give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this will be possible. So I pray that somebody that's out there that's listening or watching this is inspired, motivated, encouraged, and empowered to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, guys, today I wanted to talk about the impact that you're making. And if you're not making any impact, why aren't you making any impact, or what's holding you back from making an impact? Now, this is a great topic right here because I believe that if you guys are listening to this and you're making an impact, then great. What ways can you make an even greater impact? And if you're not, what is stopping you? And I know this can be a little touchy subject for some people because sometimes we think that, you know, nobody's going to care what we do, or nobody's going to care what we say, or nobody's going to care how we show up for life. And that is a lie, my friends. That is a complete and total lie. You showing up for life and what you bring to the table is critical to everyone else that encounters you and that you get to encounter, right? That's what life is all about. It's about sharing life with one another, sharing our stories with one another, and being able to impact and inspire one another to reach higher heights and higher levels, right? And so I know for me, when I was growing up, many of you have heard my story, and many of you know that when I was growing up, I never thought I would ever make any impact because of my condition of being born with spinal muscular atrophy and me knowing that eventually I was gonna end up in a wheelchair. I just felt that people weren't gonna respect me enough, where they weren't gonna respect my intelligence, they weren't gonna respect my ideas or appreciate my ideas or my creativity and my gifts. So I never really like stepped out of that zone that I was in. But once I started to understand, and it's crazy, man, when we go through life, we don't even know what life has for us, right? And so we start to actually live life a little bit and step outside of our comfort zone and really start to engage and do things that we normally wouldn't have done. And so for me, when I was younger, in my mind, I always thought I'd never do anything great. I never inspire, impact, empower anybody, because not only did I feel unqualified, but I felt that people weren't going to respect me as a man or give me the certain respect that I wanted because of my condition. I thought they were going to stereotype me and look at me all types of different ways because of my condition. And to be honest, there's been people that have looked at me right in that funny type of way, and they have stereotyped me and they have put me in a box and they have automatically disqualified me because I'm in a wheelchair. And that's okay, right? I'm okay with that now because like I always say, I know who I am and I know what I bring to the table. So that doesn't faze me anymore. But I had to get to that point where it didn't faze me anymore. And I always share this story. Usually sometimes when I'm speaking, depending upon the type of engagement that I'm speaking at, I always share this one story because a lot of people ask me, you know, when did I know I wanted to become a speaker, or when did I know I wanted to become a full-time professional speaker, or when did I know that I was functioning in my calling? And I always share this story about when I was speaking at high schools. When I first started speaking, I was speaking at elementary schools, and I moved up to middle school, then I moved up to high schools because the high school started paying me a little bit. And I remember going to this one school and asking this one and sharing my story, right? Sharing my presentation and sharing my story with the kids and the students. And at the end, I left a little time for some Q&A, which I always do. But this one particular time, this young girl, she said afterwards, she came up to me and she was like, you know, can I ask you a question, or can I tell you something? I was like, yeah. She was like, you know, I was thinking about going to college to become a neurosurgeon or neuroscientist. And I've been thinking about quitting. At this point, she was dual enrollment, which means she was, you know, in high school half the day and then taking college classes the second half. So she wanted to become a neurosurgeon, a neuroscientist to find cures for rare diseases such as the one that I have. So I thought that was so mind-blowing. And she told me that after she felt like quitting, right? Because it was very demanding, very overwhelming, and it was a lot of work. She's a teenager. She's not used to all the pressures, right, of life and going to high school and college at the same time. So I can imagine how tough that could have been for her. But anyhow, she said that because she heard my story, she didn't want to give up and she didn't want to quit, that she wanted to keep on going because she said that maybe I'm going to be the one who can find a cure for what you have. And that just blew my mind. And I get emotional every time I share that story because it was that very moment that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. And that's why I continue doing that. And that's why I continue doing that and will continue doing that for the rest of my life. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what you've been told in life. It doesn't matter how many people put you down. It doesn't matter how many times you were told you wouldn't make it, or you're not good enough, or you're not qualified enough, or you're not popular enough. No matter what you've been told, you know, people talk that type of talk because they're dealing with their own issues and they have their own sets of limiting beliefs. But I want you to know that no matter what you've been told, that doesn't have to become your reality. And we've heard that spoken by several different people in several different ways. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter what people have said or are saying about you, because you are unique, you are special, you are built differently. And you have your own set of skills, talents, and abilities that are different from everyone else. And so when you bring that to the table and you know what that, and you know what they are, and you feel secure and confident in that, you show up for life in a different way. You show up for life differently. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in this episode and you have been struggling with making a greater impact, or maybe even making a impact in your own sphere of influence, in your family, in your community, at your job, in your church, wherever it may be, and you're struggling with that, then I want you to continue listening to this podcast, and I want you to start thinking about ways that you can start stepping outside of your comfort zone and ways that you can start building your own courage and boldness. And I'm going to help you with that with some tools that have helped me. But the funny thing is, of me sharing with you that story again about that young girl in the high school that wanted to be that neuroscientist and how she didn't give up. The funny thing was that I was recently at an office building for a business meeting that I had. And I saw this family going into the building, and it looked like a mom, her two sons, and a daughter, what looked like her daughter. And so the daughter was the first one to go in. And then she looked back and saw me heading towards the door. So she ran back out, let everyone else in, and held the door for me. And she said, "Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing great. How are you doing?" Now, she had her mask on. I didn't really recognize her. I didn't know who she was. But she said, "Man, I haven't seen you since you spoke at my high school." And I said, "Really?" I was like, "What high school was it?" She told me the high school. And I was like, "Wow." I was like, "You graduated by now, right?" She was like, "Yeah, I'm in college now. I'm actually a sophomore." And I was like, "Wow, that's amazing. What are you going to school for again?" Because something inside of me told me that that was the girl that I saw a couple years ago who said she wasn't going to give up. And she said, "Yeah, I was the one who told you I wanted to go to school to be a neuroscientist. But since then, I switched up my major, and I'm actually majoring in psychology." And I was like, "Wow, that's amazing. I'm so glad to hear that." Now, I was a little bummed out that she had switched career paths, right? Because it was such a powerful story that she shared when I met her in high school. But here she is all these years later, now in college as a sophomore, and she's doing her thing. And who knows if me showing up at her school had anything to do with her continuing college, right? She said it did. She didn't want to give up. And maybe that's why she's still there. Even though she switched career paths or majors in college, she still went to college. She's still getting a college degree, and she still has a dream of becoming a psychologist, which I thought was phenomenal, right? But my point is that had I not showed up that day, maybe she would have quit. Maybe she would have given up. And I don't know how many people are counting on you that's listening to this episode to continue showing up for life, to continue inspiring, to continue motivating, to continue encouraging, because they're waiting for you to show up so that they don't give up on their dreams and their goals and their ambitions. Now, that's a powerful thing to think about. That's a powerful concept to think about and to digest. But I want you to digest that, because you have to think about life isn't about ourselves. I know we live in a very self-centered and very selfish society, but life isn't only about ourselves. Yes, we have to take care of ourselves. Yes, we have to provide for ourselves and our families. But guess what, guys? It's not only about you. It's about everyone else that's around you, everyone else that you get to impact and you get to inspire. That's the beautiful thing about life. So I don't know where you are or what you've been through or what you've been told, but I'm here to tell you that you can make a massive impact right now today. Get rid of everything that anyone has ever told you that's negative about you or has spoken over your life. Get rid of that, delete it from your memory bank, and start to fill your mind up with positive thinking, with positive thoughts, with positive affirmations. Surround yourself with positive people, because that's the only way you're going to be able to push through. Now, one of the ways that you can build up your own courage and your own boldness is by practicing what your gifts and your talents and your abilities are. Start to practice those, because the more you practice, the more efficient and proficient you will become when utilizing those gifts and talents. And the more efficient and proficient you become, naturally, you're going to start to build a new level of courage and a new level of boldness, because now you're going to show up for life in a different way. You're showing up more confident. You're showing up more courageous, more bold. And the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you do, the more you become, the less what people think about you will affect you. Think about that for a moment. The more confident, courageous, and bold you are, the less what people say and think about you will affect you. It won't affect you anymore. It won't affect you. It won't keep you stuck. You won't be afraid to come out your house. You won't be afraid to engage with society, because you are confident in who you are and what you bring to the table. Powerful stuff, family, very powerful stuff. And it wasn't until I myself started to understand that concept that my life began to change. And I'm saying this because I know that if it can happen for me, young Puerto Rican boy who grew up in the Bronx, New York, with a disability, with all the odds stacked against him, and today I'm living a phenomenal life, I know if it can happen for me, that it can definitely happen for you. And I'm not saying that, you know, what I've been through is worse, is more worse than what you've been through, or vice versa. We all go through our storms in life. We all go through our challenges. We all have to overcome our own obstacles and adversities. But once you overcome them and you start to transform your mind and you start to transform your level of thinking, you're not going to approach things the same way you used to approach things. You're not going to show up for life the way you used to show up for life. I used to show up for life defeated, unexcited, uninspired, unmotivated, and it was a horrible feeling. And that's how I used to show up for life. Every day feeling kind of like bummed out because of this condition taking over my body. And it was the mindset, right? I had to reproduce and reinvent my mindset. And I had to start filling my mind with new things. Like I said, getting rid of the old stuff, or I like to call it all the stinking thinking and all the junk in your trunk, and putting new stuff in, right? That's why I'm a firm believer that you need to start reading more books if you're not reading books now, right? Start reading more, because the more you read, the more information you obtain. And that itself also creates confidence, because now when you feel knowledgeable, right? When you feel knowledgeable about something, then you feel more confident talking about it. And when you practice, right, your gifts or your talents and your abilities, and the more better you get at it, the more confident you show up with that gift, right? Just like any type of athlete, they show up on game day, confident, ready to win. Why? Because they've been practicing. They've been putting in the reps. It's the same thing with life. You got to practice and put those reps in so that when you show up for life, you're showing up the same way. you know, when I'm, and I mean, in, with a new confidence and a new boldness and a new courageousness, but that has to be developed. And many people, trust me, you see a lot of people walking around acting, right? A certain type of way. And that's the key word, acting. We got a lot of actors out there that aren't getting paid what actors get paid, but we got a lot of people out there that are acting. And they're portraying this image, they're portraying this facade, like social media has a lot of people messed up in the head and in reality, because they're living in a fantasy. And so it's not enough to just for you to just put a post up or you to put a video out or something like that. You have to not only be able to talk the talk, but you have to be able to walk the walk and walk the walk confidently. You have to be able to walk the walk confidently, knowing what you're talking about, secure in the amount of practice and the amount of reps that you've put in, so that when you show up, people understand and know that you're the real deal. And I know what that feels like. Like I said, I felt like my whole life, even to this day, sometimes I feel like I have to prove myself to people. Not that I have to prove myself, but it just makes me feel good proving myself to people, because I'm breaking stereotypes. I'm breaking stigmatisms. I'm breaking people's normal ways of thinking, right? The mindset disruptor. I'm disrupting all of that stuff because I show up for life differently. I don't show up the same way I used to show up when I was 15, 20 years old, right? 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm not showing up the same way for life. I'm showing up not cocky, but very confident and very bold and very courageous. You know why? Because life is too short not to show up like that. Life is too short not to show up with bringing your skill set and your talents and your gifts and your value to the table. It's too short. And when you, every time you don't show up, I'm going to tell you like one of my mentors told me, every time that you don't show up for life, you know, with what you have to offer, you're being selfish and arrogant. And my mentor told me that. And ever since he told me that, I've been on fire ever since, because there's not a day that I don't show up for life, whether I'm putting a piece of content on social media, a video, a podcast, a post, and just with some copy, or, you know, going to the grocery store and smiling and greeting everybody. I woke up this morning excited for life, right? Because I'm not supposed to be here, according to what the doctor said so many years ago about me. They weren't expecting me to live past my teenage years, but guess what? I'm still here, baby. I'm still here. And I'm not only surviving, but I'm thriving. I'm thriving, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that if I can do it, like I said, you can do it too. So I don't know, like I said, I don't know where you are, what you're going through, or even what you've been through. Maybe you've been through some tragedy. Maybe you've been through some hard times. Maybe you've been through some adversities and some challenges. Maybe people spoke some bad stuff over your life. And I'm not trying to diminish that and how you felt at the moment. But what I'm saying is that you got to get over that. You have to get over that. And you have to leave that behind. You have to cut it out of your life, right? Don't let that be the thing that stops you from living the greatest life you can right now. You can't let that stop you from living your greatest life right now. And I'm telling you, please listen to me when I tell you this, because I've done it for so many years. It's a horrible feeling. You don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel good about going out into the world and functioning at 100% capacity, because you're holding on to dead weight. And the moment you let it go, which I hope you make that decision right now after listening to this episode, the moment you let it go is the moment that you will experience true freedom in life. And at the end of the day, that's all I ever wanted, was freedom and peace, joy, love, and happiness. That's what we all want in life. When you think about it, man, that's what it all boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. We all want to have peace, love, joy, and happiness and fulfillment in life. And the moment that you cut the dead weight is the moment that you will experience true freedom. Listen, we all talk about financial freedom and all these different type of freedoms, and that's great, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm almost financially free myself, and it feels amazing. But there's no better freedom than freedom of your mind. You see, because some people see me and they look at me and they're like, man, he's trapped in that chair. He's stuck in that chair. He's not living his greatest life. But what they don't know is, man, I am living my best life right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm living my best life right now. You know why? Because I may not be free in my body to move freely the way I want to move, the way that I wish I could move, the way I wanted to move, I would like to move, but I'm free in my mind. And that, my friends, is worth anything else in the world, is worth more than anything else in the world. Right? You see guys that go to prison for life. They may be locked up physically, but they're not locked up mentally. Right? Their imagination runs wild. They read books, they write books, they learn, they go to school, they educate themselves, they inform themselves. There's no better freedom than freedom of the mind. Yes, financial freedom is amazing and great. And yes, finances can help us. We can use it as a tool and a resource to help other people. And it's an amazing feeling, trust me. They say money isn't everything, but it definitely helps with a lot of stuff, right? But there's no better freedom than freedom of the mind. That's why you hear all this talk about mental health, right? Listen, even during COVID, so many people were suffering with depression and anxiety and low self-esteem and low confidence and all these different things during COVID. Why? Because they were trapped in their own heads. Sometimes we just got to get out of our own heads, right? We got to get out of our own heads. And the moment you get out of your head, the moment that you cut the dead weight and the moment you stop worrying about people qualifying you is the moment that you will experience a freedom and a level of life like never before. Like never before. That's right. I'm telling you from experience. This isn't something I saw in a movie or a TV show or I heard. I'm living proof. The proof is in the pudding. Listen, I've had a tough life. It is what it is, right? My parents got divorced when I was young. My dad died when I was 10. I lose my ability to walk when I'm 22. I mean, I could have been really in a bad situation right now, but I chose and I made a decision that said, I'm not going to let history repeat itself. I'm not going to be just another statistic. I don't want to be another number that they get to check off on their statistic, on the statistic box, right? I don't want to be that person. I don't want to just be another disabled individual, quote unquote, because I'm not disabled. I'm just differently abled. But I don't want to be another person with a disability that people are looking at like, oh, he's just, getting government assistance. And again, nothing wrong with that, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. If you need the help, I'm all for it. But for me personally, I chose that I wanted more out of life. I was on government assistance. I was getting a disability check when I was younger. But guess what? When I realized that that wasn't enough to sustain and satisfy the lifestyle that I wanted deep down inside, I went out and I did something about it. Now, I'm just speaking for me personally. Like, again, I'm not throwing shade at anybody who's getting help or getting assistance. I'm just saying for me personally, I wanted more out of life and I was not going to settle and I was not going to be satisfied with getting $850 a month to live for the rest of my life. That just wasn't going to happen for me, right? So I made a choice and I went out there and I started making things happen. I got a job, I worked my way up and I started making things happen. And for those of you who know me, you know me. The name of the podcast, it says it all. I won't stop until I win, right? And people will look at me and be like, man, Jose, you winning already. You got a beautiful wife. You got two beautiful kids. You got a home. You drive your car. You have a business. You're living life. You're making money. You're impacting lives. You are winning. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? But there's still more wins out there for me to obtain. There's still more wins for me to get. You know why? Because every single time I impact a person, that's a win. So I know for a fact there's over 7 billion people on this planet and I'm not even scraping the surface. So there's work for me to get done. There's work to be done, right? And I'm going to be doing this, ladies and gentlemen, until I take my last breath because I'm talking about making impact. Right. And when I talk about making impact, I'm so passionate about this stuff that this is all I want to do. Like you see my wife, she's like, man, you make friends everywhere. And why is that? Why do you think everywhere I go, I make friends? I talk to people. I don't care if they have $1 billion or they have a $1 bill. I talk to everybody and I show everybody the same level of respect and I show everybody the same level of love. Why? Because we all deserve it and that's what we all want. So I treat everybody equally. I treat everybody with the same amount of love and respect because that's how I want to be treated, right? That's the greatest commandment of all. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if we're not putting that into action, if we're not putting those words into action on a daily basis, then what are we really doing, ladies and gentlemen? What are we doing? What are we doing? We got to wake up and we got to go out there and we got to love others as we love ourselves. It's the greatest commandment. And once you do that, and once you understand that concept and that principle, it's part of the life cycle. It reciprocates and it spreads. It's contagious. I'm telling you, everywhere I go, I'm always smiling. I'm always greeting people. I'm always telling people to have an amazing day. People say, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, fantastic. And even when things aren't going fantastic, right? We could be real if we want to and be like, yeah, you know, today's not the greatest day. It could be worse, but hey, I'm still happy, right? But I speak contrary to that, right? Because I believe that there's power in our words. So I'm always like, I'm fantastic, regardless of how I'm feeling, right? Because I don't live my life based off of how I feel. That's how most people live their lives, but I'm not most people. And I believe that you're not most people either. If you're watching this part, if you're listening to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win or Make an Impact, I know that you are not like most people. Because guess what? Most people are living average lives. Most people are living a mediocre life. And I know that if you're listening to this, you want more. And it's time for you to start learning more and doing more so that you can become more. Because that's the only way you're going to get more is by learning more, doing more, and then you become more. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you this question. What impact are you making right now? It could be a lot. It could be a little bit. Could be middle, right? Could be none. But if you're not making an impact, I want you to start making an impact right now. And it can be as small as just smiling at everyone you see when you come across somebody, regardless of how you feel. Or if you are making impact, how much more impact could you be making? Ask yourself that question, because there's always more. There's always the next level. You never get to a place where you have arrived in life. The only place that you arrive in life is when you get to the grave. That's it. When you die, you have arrived, right? But until you get there, what impact are you making? How are you empowering people? How are you motivating people? How are you encouraging people? How are you loving others? How you love yourself, right? And that's powerful in itself, because you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. So if you're at that stage, then I need you to start right there and start loving yourself, right? Because it could be very easy for you not to love yourself depending upon the things that you've been through in life. Not everybody has a high level of mental toughness and mental resilience and mental strength and stamina. Not everybody has the same level. I know I didn't have it when I was younger. I mean, I think I was always mentally strong to a certain extent, but definitely not to the level that I am today, to where I can call myself the mindset disruptor, right? But you got to love yourself. Start right there. Love yourself, because once you love yourself, then you can love other people. Value yourself, because once you value yourself, then you can value other people. I'm a firm believer that it starts internally with you first, and then it starts on the external with touching everyone else's life that you come across. So I hope that you've gotten a tremendous amount of value in today's episode as we speak about making impact. I want you to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. I want you to go ahead and share the podcast with your friends. And I want you to go ahead and if you feel led and you feel in your heart and you're getting some value out of these shows, I want you to go ahead and leave me a 5-star and a review on iTunes. That would definitely help out. I appreciate you guys for doing that. Also, listen, guys, I'm going to be starting a new book writing masterclass on June the 8th. So mark your calendars. You can go to bookwritingclass.joseinspires.com. Again, that's bookwritingclass.joseinspires.com. You can go to there to register today. You can also check out the new course that I have that's called the Mindset Takeover Mastery. That course is impacting hundreds of lives, thousands of lives across the world. People are registering for that. I just actually licensed a school district in Texas for their entire school district. I also just licensed it to a career facility where they help people who are unemployment. And it's basically just helping you to get your mind right, to become mentally tough, to become mentally fit, and to become mentally strong so that you can continue to overcome all the things that you need to overcome in life. You can check that out at mindsettakeover.com. So guys, listen, I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me every single week as I do these episodes and these shows and add a tremendous amount of value to your life. And if you know somebody who this show can resonate with, please go ahead and share it with them as well. Go ahead and send me messages. You can email me at info@joseinspires.com or reach out to me on any social media platform at Jose Inspires. Send me a message, send me a DM, comment on my stuff if you're feeling it. And listen, guys, I just love you so much and I appreciate you so much. And I thank you so much for tuning in every single week. As we all would say, I won't stop until I win. Let's get it, baby. I love you guys. Take care. Until the next one, God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.